Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Mind Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my other half, Christopher Ramsey.
My other half.
You are half of me, and I'm half of you. Do you know it's Valentine's Day next week?
Oh, it's not a thing, man.
Oh,
it's not a real thing.
Oh, that is so sad.
It's not a real thing.
Am I getting out?
It's a corporate holiday invented by the people who sell cards and chocolates.
Yeah. Eh? But it's nice for new couples, isn't it?
No,
it's sad. It is a nice thing for when you're a new couple.
I always feel, do you know what I feel like? You know, when, you know, if you go out for a meal on Valentine's Day, right? And you like you go out as your couple,
yeah.
And you go and sit in the restaurant, and there's all the other couples in the restaurant, and there's like, and then, you know, the candles on the table, and all the roses, and some pink balloons. Mm. I just feel like I've been had. I feel like I've been conned. Do you know what I mean? I feel like I'm sitting in that timeshare meeting on holiday that your mom and dad went to because there was free champagne. Do you know what I mean? I feel like I'm sitting there with fucking mug written on my forehead. You're like, I came out tonight as well because the calendar said I had to.
In a pyramid scheme.
Because this morning I got her a pillow with her name on, a teddy holding it that said love. I got her that, and then I got her a card with a naked babies on with wings and bone arrows. And now here I am paying 50% more for the meal that it would have cost yesterday.
Do they put the prices up for the dinners?
I imagine there's Valentine's Day deals on, but I don't know.
I just think it's something you do when you're younger and you're in a new relationship. And then I would like to think that we don't really celebrate it now because you're a miserable bastard. But
I've never done it. In my defence, I've never done it the whole time we've been together.
You might have.
No. I'm deliberately a bastard to you on Valentine's Day.
Right, I mean,
I'll go the other way. You think I'm speaking to you? If you dare look me in the eye on Valentine's Day, there's going to be hell on, right? It's going to be like in the 90s when Prince or someone would turn up to the Top of the Pops and no one was allowed to look him in the eye. That's this house that's on Valentine's Day. Don't you dare. You crack a smile at me.
Chris, that's me present. Thank you. You're getting this. I'm kind of weird now. Kind of weird. No, but I'd like to think.
I am going to get me bike a lovely new, some oil for the chain.
Of course you are. A
lovely little new seat.
She's a slag anyway.
A wash.
I'd like to think when we get older though, and when we're not as absolutely drowning with children, we'll celebrate it again.
Nah, I'll never celebrate Valentine's Day. I'll never celebrate.
Well, listen, I'll celebrate it with my next husband.
Right.
So
well, good. Well,
not that I'm getting married again. Your next long-term partner.
Sounds like a fucking mug. Yeah. He sounds like a mug.
No, he loves it. Yeah. He'll buy us a plastic rose.
Oh, really? Careful when you send him to the shop for some milk. He'll come back with 3 magic beans, the mug. Honestly, sounds like he was fucking born yesterday. Listen.
Happy Valentine's Day,
everyone. You bunch of fucking... You're being duped. You've all been duped.
They're all cheating on them anyway.
Wow. Guys, it is episode 154. Thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are. And without further ado, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor.
Can't wait.
This week's sponsor is, and I don't know if I've done it before because I can't remember because everything's fucking melding into one, but here it is. This week's sponsor is cooking and preparing a healthy meal at 6 p.m. and then putting pizza and chips in the oven by 9 o'clock.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
The reason to my negative weight loss.
We just do it so much. We literally go and have salad. Look at it. Look, salmon, steamed salmon, broccoli, raw carrot, some pulses and grains on a plate, small portions, healthy, 6 o'clock, excellent, by 9. I'm like, oh, get that margarita and those fucking chips in now and that full tub of mayonnaise. All of that mayonnaise.
Yeah, man.
Sick of it. We did it last night.
I know. It's you, man. When you're not here,
like,
I don't do it.
I was like, literally, put that pizza in now. I'm not having this at all.
I can't stop eating at the minute.
Yeah.
I can't stop. But I go on this, like, what?
You're not eating right now.
Well, all right then. Oh, thank you.
Well done.
I'll have an hour
well
off.
Done.
No, Chris, I can't. Honestly, I'm not even joking. I can't stop. I am Mrs. Snack.
Miss a snack.
Yeah. I just can't. I need one of them cameras on us.
Right.
Like the Secret Eaters.
I need that. I love that show so much.
It was our favourite show.
God.
No, because I need that camera to follow me around. And I'll be like, I just don't know why I'm not losing weight.
Yeah.
And they'll go, well, do you know them 9 breadsticks you had before your tea?
Yeah.
Or them, you know, handfuls of nuts and them fucking fruit pastels you had before your tea the other day.
Yeah.
And I'll go, oh.
Yeah.
And do you know that inch of butter you have on your toast every morning, Mrs. Ramsey? That's not great, that, like.
I measure my butter in inches. I measure my butter in inches and feet.
Yeah. I can't stop. And I need to,
You are one step away, and I love you, and I think you're beautiful, but I know you're hard on yourself. But you are one step away from being one of them people who blacks out and goes to KFC and can't remember going to KFC.
Yeah. I mean...
Come on, I can taste chicken, but I can't remember having it. Yeah, you were in there for an hour.
Flossing my teeth on a night going, that's spare ribs, that. When did I have spare ribs?
But you cook, you eat while you're cooking. You're we saw that one on Secret Eaters once. You eat while you're cooking, so you're cooking a meal and you're just like having handfuls of stuff while it's going. So then
I'll have 3 slices of ham while I'm making a meal. I will, Chris.
But the thing is, listener, dear listener, ham won't be in that meal.
Ham will just
be on the bench as Rosie's while I'm making a meal.
Making a shepherd's
snack.
Pie. Eating gherkins and ham and breadsticks. Maybe a brioche. Got a problem. But listen, I go on that Peloton and I do a solid 20-minute walk.
Yeah. Very, very slow and steady. I can barely hear it's on.
I'll get it. Do you know what it is at the minute? The reason I know I sound like I'm being hard on myself. I'm not, because I just think we're in the thick of it now with Rafe being one.
Yeah.
And I can see. I remember when Robin got to about 2 or 3, you just feel a bit more.
Well, they start sleeping through a bit better.
Yeah, and you've just got more time. Yeah. You know, at the minute, I'm just like, I'm so tired. And,
but I always joke along with you, and I say things like the Peloton's all slow and that, but you know I'm joking. And you're beautiful. Stop being so hard on yourself.
Thank you.
All right?
I know.
Put that chicken leg down. Let's crack on.
I'd die for a chicken leg.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I swear to God. Honestly.
I'd die for a chicken leg. Oh, my God. Oh, play the jingle. Goodness me.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode.
Peppy
Nana. I've been watching.
Oh, God. Sorry.
Onions.
I came in this morning. So I was in a separate bed with Robin because
we're still bed hopping around.
It's absolutely nuts.
Whatever.
But I came in. Yeah. Robin woke up at like 6 o'clock and I was devastated because I'm back on tour. So I'm on like tour timetable. So I can't get to sleep until late. It's right pain in the arse. And anyway, I came in our bedroom. Mm-hmm. To come and get Robin's glasses. Mm-hmm. So I was like, them two are still asleep. Rafe and Rosie are still asleep. So I came in and like the room's silent and I can just hear like, nee, 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 nee. And I looked and fucking Moon Baby was on the screen.
Moon Baby creeps me the fuck.
Listen, I love CBeebies. We've done bedtime stories. CBeebies, I don't even go on iPlayer and just pick a show. I just want CBeebies on live on the iPlayer.
Yeah.
I genuinely think CBeebies is one of the greatest gifts to parents ever.
Absolutely.
But holy shit, Moon Baby is one of the most terrifying characters ever created in the world. Just honestly, did you ever see that? Have you ever seen the advert where someone took Mrs. Doubtfire and they re-edited it like a horror and they changed the music and I have seen that.
It's
very clever. I could fucking do it with Moon Baby,
right.
And I've got no editing skills whatsoever. But I could. And the Peppy Nana, that's terrifying. Yeah. Mr. Onion, I don't know what he's doing. Collie Wobble, they're all fucking terrifying.
It's the same lady who she does all the voices for them all.
Right. I'm not bothered about the voices. The voices are all right. It's just Moon Baby, the massive fucking eyes, and he's in like a hoodie. He's like a goth, but he's like white. Oh,
it is, and
God,
then he flies off to the moon.
Head lights up. Oh,
and he's got that.
Christ
he's
alive.
Got that thing that plays the music. Is it a real instrument?
He presses little buttons on a thing. I don't know. But honestly, like, just think of a horror film where they're walking around like a house, and just imagine them just standing in the middle of the corridor, just staring. It would be like, oh my God!
Me, Robin, and me mum do the voice of the little kid.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether it's a bad, but you know how the little kid shuts the doors. But yeah, it's such a cute little kid. But they shut the door and they're like, "Good night, baby Nana. See you in the morning."
Yeah, it's terrifying. Yeah,
if you but heard I don't that, know if it's that. I don't know if it's the kid talking. Or
I don't know what it is. But
if you
heard that whispered around your house,
yeah.
If you're in the house on your own and you just heard,
"Night, night,
baby Nana.
See you in the morning,"
you'd be like, "Burn the house down." Honestly.
But
right.
I mean, Rafe loves it.
Yeah, yeah.
He loves it. He loves it in the night garden.
Yeah.
Yeah, he actually points at the telly with the remote and goes, "Ugh." And then he gets your hand and he does a little circle in your hand.
The little night
honestly, he's like
thing.
A dog.
Yeah.
He's actually quite clever, however, Rafe.
So the headline there is we've got him addicted to telly.
Oh, just absolutely.
At one. Yeah. So that's happening.
Oh, who was it who said to me the other day about monitoring the telly when they're little?
Oh, shut up, man.
And I was like, I mean, good luck with that. Because... it's a nice thought, but if you wanna live in a half decent house,
yeah,
and have
tidy
plates
you mean,
to
you mean
eat
a tidy
off,
house, yeah,
yeah, like a half decent tidy house and have clean plates to eat off, and not have a mental breakdown.
You've got to stick them in front of the telly.
Good luck not
you've
having
got to
the,
stick
telly
them in front of the telly
because
sorry and all that.
We've actually because the thing is you think and people might say well there wasn't tellies in my day. Yes, but you got respite when you left your child outside in a pram. Outside the shops.
Because, yeah, yeah.
So,
outside the shops.
The dead people used to leave babies sat in the pram, not strapped in, outside the shops.
Yeah.
So you got to wander on the shops quite nicely by yourself, didn't you? Eh? Peggy?
Peggy.
So don't be jipping me. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Well, speaking about food in in the intro there, I learned something this week.
Yes.
Do you know, right?
Oh, a fact.
A fact, a proper fact.
Let's just strap myself in.
Although I don't quite know where it's from because I was half cut when someone told us at the weekend.
Great.
Back on tour, I did Hackney Empire and someone I work with said that they were at some kind of thing, either a conference or on a Zoom or at an event. It was something like that and I can't remember what it was.
Brilliant.
But someone high up from Domino's was there, right? The pizza place.
Yes.
And... He kept using the phrase stain of regret, and he said we've almost completely abolished the stain of regret.
What's the stain of regret?
So the guy explained
tomato
it to
sauce.
Us. The stain of regret is when you take a slice of pizza off the box, the stain that's left on the box,
the grease
that's left on the box after the pizza, they're on like a mission to get rid of it.
Oh,
so much so that they've named it, and that stain on your pizza box after you finish your pizza is called the stain of regret.
Wow.
And I never knew
it. I quite like it, though. I don't know.
You like a big, massive, greasy mark on your pizza after you've eaten a pizza.
It's never really bothered us.
But you've never polished off a full pizza on your own, have you?
No.
Right, well, as
someone experienced the stain of regret.
As someone who regularly polishes off a full pizza, and then if you look down at the box, and that box is like a fucking mirror, if you can do your hair in that box.
Yes, but if they get rid of that, they're going to get rid of the greasiness in the pizza, which will probably make it taste less... Nice.
Less nice.
But, you know,
yeah.
Less appetizing.
Well, it might not.
You're not having a pizza after a run, are you? You're not going, oh, I think today I'll have
a
pizza.
Yeah, you've earned it.
No, you're getting it as a treat.
You don't think it's good for you. I know what you mean, but yeah.
So who cares if it's got a stain?
Listen, why are you shitting all over me fact?
I think it's a really good fact.
Stain or regret. I think it's a nice little collection of words. I'll try hard on it. Christ.
Listen, I'm sick of stains, me. These kids. These bloody kids.
Oh, the stains on everything.
There's constantly a full dish of Vanish water in that utility room. Constantly. To the point where most of the stuff, I'm like, I don't know why. I'm not even going to bother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like babies should be in disposable clothes.
Yeah.
But that's terrible
for
the planet.
But then it goes back...
You know what
I mean? No, I mean, yeah, we can't do that. But it goes back to when... I'm sure we've talked about when people buy expensive clothes for the kids, for the babies.
Oh,
and you
yeah.
go, are you on
Oh,
crack?
When someone, yeah, when I see a photo of someone's baby and they're in like a Hugo Boss t-shirt, I'm like, are you, money to burn! Money to burn!
Yeah,
they're going to shite all up the back of that.
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah, 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 mental.
Pugo Boss, thank you.
Oh, hey, look at you.
That's why you're in the big box.
I want to do one.
Come on.
Oh, Runs Loren. No.
What's that?
Ralph Lauren.
Oh.
No.
Oh, that's
right.
Bad.
All right, okay.
Oh.
Sorry. I haven't got any more.
I haven't got another one.
No.
I think Burb smelly.
Oh.
Nah.
Oh. I don't know.
This is good. This is a good episode.
I'm trying to think of
this
something.
Is good listening.
Hang on a minute. Mark Chino.
What's that?
Moschino.
No.
Like a poo mark.
No, it's terrible.
No.
Dreadful.
No. Oh, okay.
Come on, there's more. Come on. What else is there? The problem is we don't wear designer brands.
I'm like, what? Is there something to be done with Gucci?
Oh,
what?
Poochie.
Poochie. Poochie.
Poochie.
Poochie. Poochie.
Poochie. Yeah. Ah. Side note. Yes, we did see Idris Elba with his fly open on the bridge.
Oh, yeah.
And that's all we're saying about it.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Oh, 365 reasons to look on the bright side of life.
Da-da. We fucking need them now. Yeah.
Yes.
Come on then.
Kilt clipped.
Kilt clipped. Before... So this is, sorry, so as we record today, it is the 9th of February.
9th of February. Yeah. 2022.
So we'll do the 9th and then we'll do...
Oh, do you want to do the one as well? Fridays?
10, 9, 10. Why can't I work out what's 2 days from now?
Because you're...
11th. I know you said 12th. Do the 9th right. And do the 11th, right?
Okay. Before today in 1727, Highlanders...
Oh, Jesus.
Bombed around, wrapped in a giant blanket.
Just say Highland,
the giant kilt.
Oh. I know the one you mean, the one that goes around and then over the shoulder.
Yes, like yeah, what our Jamie
comfy.
Wears.
Looks very comfy.
But when clansmen began to work with machines, the kilts of voluminous...
Why can't you read?
I don't know. You actually said... You actually asked me if I was all right yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, like, you kept repeating stuff to us. I was like, oh, you're losing your mind. You keep repeating things.
I think I am.
Yeah.
The voluminous... What? How do you say it?
Fucking give me that book now. Give us the book. What is this, man? Voluminous? Oh. Is that the word?
You...
Is that the word?
Honestly, horrible man.
I thought...
You
yeah.
horrible, manscaping son of a bitch.
Sorry, stop. In a massive twist of irony... I now have to mansplain to you that you said manscaping, not mansplaining. Manscaping is shaving your pubes.
What did I say?
You said manscaping.
Just now.
So in the most ridiculous twist of irony, I have now just... I've had to explain to you that you didn't say mansplaining and you said manscaping. You... Oh my God, I hate you for making me do that.
I'm not
That was
right.
like a fucking...
I'm not
That was
right.
like a trap. That was like... Do I now mansplain to her that she didn't say the right word for mansplain? This is I feel I'm going to pass out. This is horrible.
Oh.
You said manscaping. Manscaping is shaving your pubes.
Oh, I hate that. I hate when you're trying to make a point and you say the wrong thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I thought you'd be fucking used to it by now, you useless twat. Spell this and let's see what Google says.
Right. I know the word.
Yeah, but I want to know how you say it.
V-O-L.
Yeah.
U-M.
Yeah.
I-N-O-U-S. Voluminous.
Let's see. Listen, everyone, shut up.
Right.
You ready?
Yeah. Voluminous.
I said that.
Did you?
I think I said close to it. I don't know.
Voluminous.
What a stupid book. Stupid book, right? Stupid words.
No, I know that word. Voluminous.
Voluminous.
It's not, to be in our defense, it's not a word we say very often.
Voluminous. Well, it sounds like it's big and illuminous. It feels like it's big and it glows in the dark.
Voluminous.
Yeah. Do you like my new voluminous jacket? Yeah, I work on the roads at night. It's big and it glows in the dark. Anyway, fuck me.
So, they've manscaping. Got these kilts.
Manscaping.
I'm sorry,
you called
right.
it a manscaper?
I know.
Jesus. I can't.
And right. I said it in a really good tone. I thought it was going to hit really hard.
Right, so their kilts are too fucking big. Their kilts are
aye,
too big.
In 1727, it's really shite. The kilts are too big.
Oh, well, yeah, you've said it.
But they could easily catch in the gears or get burnt
right.
the machines.
Right.
It was a death trap.
Okay, yeah.
So, industrialist Tom Rawlinson got a tailor to take his scissors to the traditional tartan garb, creating a smaller kilt, which only covered the body from the waist down. This might have ended centuries of tradition, but without it, today's lucrative kilt industry would probably not exist.
Wow.
So, hurrah, hurrah!
Hold on. So, are we looking at multiple factual inaccuracies in Scottish films and TV shows that are set before the Industrial Revolution here? Because does that mean that the little one around the waist that's just neat like a little skirt
didn't come about until 1727?
Machines.
Is that what the industrial course it is? Yes. The industrial revolution. I don't know.
Industrious.
Industrial.
That's just when everyone started doing stuff. No, all I'm saying is if they're not all wearing the big over-the-shoulder gears in sort of Outlander and that.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, they are though. They do.
Yeah, but if I'm gonna. Do you know what I'm gonna do? Do you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna rewatch Outlander now, and in any weather not before that date, there's gonna be some strongly worded emails written by yours truly.
1777. They're in America. So.
Right. And what date's that?
1727. So it fits. It ties. They're not. Oh, they're, totally they're ties. Very, yeah, only, they're very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, one more.
I apologise to everyone.
What date is the Friday right one?
11th. The 11th of February.
11th of February. Not very an interesting day, is it?
What?
Just I find January and February utterly shit.
Yeah, they are the Monday and Tuesday of the year.
Worst,
yeah,
aren't yeah, they? Yeah, worst. Rubbish. Have you noticed I've stopped swearing, by the way?
Why have you stopped swearing?
My mum really, honestly, we had a couple of glasses of wine the other night and right. She fully blown was like, no, Rosie, you swear too much.
No.
On that podcast.
Nothing, no.
I got told, guys, I got told off of me mum.
Right.
I got wrong off me mum.
Right.
Massively.
Dish. Right. Okay. Gosh.
When I called her a C-U-N-T, she said she gasped. And I said...
On the podcast?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. All right, wait. Okay. So, yeah, you can swear, but yeah, maybe don't call your mum the C-word.
Well.
As a rule of thumb.
Deserves it, for one.
Brilliant.
Two, she is. Well, so, brilliant. We also watched a very good programme the other night. The Benidorm Hotel.
Fantastic.
Loved it.
Yeah.
To the point where... we might go for my mum's birthday.
Brilliant.
Genuinely.
That's good. Cool.
It looks like good.
I'm busy.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm busy.
Thought you might be.
I'm busy.
Okay, here we
I
go.
I can't have the kids either. I'm that kind of busy where I'm working on something. Something yeah. Something that has a crossover of me not being able to have the kids, but me also not being able to go there.
Right.
I'll tell you what it is when I've thought of it.
Right. So the title is Come On Necho Light. I haven't read this one. Come On Necho Light My Fire.
Come On Necho Light My Fire. Okay.
Don't know what it means. Usually an out of control campfire just carbonises your baked... Oh, it's about baked potatoes.
Oh, right. Wow. My tour manager, Reese, is going to love this.
A baked potato.
Right.
An out of control campfire just carbonises your baked potato. So spare a thought for Hunter Necho Allen back in 1790. It's very 1700s heavy. This is when I think I was alive.
Yeah, and who wrote this book? Showing off carbonizers. You mean Burns?
Yeah.
Fuck me.
Camped under a ledge in Pennsylvania, he woke to discover his campfire had ignited the mountain. Oh, the rocks.
The mountain.
The mountain.
Ignited the mountain.
Yes. The rocks themselves were ablaze.
Sorry, what's he used? Fucking plutonium.
I don't know. Pretty scary for him, but great news for chilly Americans. Alan had just discovered a massive deposit of anthracite, a very pure form of coal.
Right, okay, yeah. That makes sense.
Today in 1808, this was first successfully burned as a residential heating fuel by Judge Jesse Fell. So he burnt his jacket potato during the night, and it set fire to the rocks, and thus found the coal.
No, sorry, read that again. I don't think the jacket potato has anything to do with that.
Usually an out-of-control campfire just carbonate... Oh, he's just put that in. Just saying, usually, if you leave your campfire on, it'll just burn your jacket potato.
Oh, God.
But this man left his campfire on and found a coal.
Well, that's quite good.
That's listen, these are interesting.
Okay, I was just thrown off by the jacket potato bit. I found it very unnecessary.
It actually...
To follow in the footsteps of the person who... fucking Dave Thesaurus, who uses carbonized when he shouldn't, I found the baked potato fact, superfluous.
Yes.
So...
It's made me...
Get your tiddler on that.
A little bit hungry as well.
Yeah.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
So like I mentioned before, I am back on tour.
Yes, you are.
And I just want to do a little quick shout out.
No. You're not using this platform to flog your other shite.
Right, okay.
You can get lost. Okay.
Should I be on Instagram doing it like you?
Yes.
Selling me soul?
Yes.
Sad. Listen... Right. A big shout out to the crowds who I've been with so far, who have been with all of you are so special to me.
Excuse me?
And I will text you in the future.
Use protection.
So weird to say I've been with. I don't know why. Everyone who's been to say so far, Hackney, Basingstoke, I did Dartford and Bournemouth last week. They were absolutely phenomenal. Listen, literally nearly all of the gigs are sold out. So I'm just going to shout out the ones that have tickets left for the next couple of months.
Ugh, yawn.
Shut up, you. Stockport, Aberdeen, Leicester, Manchester, just the first date. Poole, Blackburn, Glasgow. That is it. There are no other tickets to see me.
Scottish one's not.
And this is... well, Aberdeen, weirdly, is one of them venues where there's loads of seats available in the middle of the stalls, but they've got that little, on the seat map, they've got that little thing on where you hover over it and it says, maybe restricted view. It's not a restricted view. It would be a restricted view if it was a music gig because that would be right behind the sound desk. But my sound desk is on stage in the wings. So snap those fuckers up, Aberdeen, because I'll see you soon. It's going to be the last time that I tour for a little while. For quite a while. So get on it.
I'm genuinely jealous of you being back on tour because I miss our tour.
Our tour was good fun, wasn't it?
I don't know if I miss being on stage with you or the Nandos that I had in the dressing room before I went on stage.
It was actually crazy.
Every night. Right.
Every day we had a 20-minute discussion of what we should eat, and then it always just fell down to, but I want a Nando's, and we just got a Nando's.
Chicken and chips. Make me lick my lips. We're having chicken and chips for tea tonight, actually. I told Robin when he was leaving the house this morning.
Right.
We're having chicken and chips for tea.
Right. And just, what did he say?
He didn't reply.
Good. Well, I look forward to a fucking meltdown where he's decided that he wants something else.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Always
fun.
Cheese and pasta.
Great night. Great night.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What is your beef?
Beef, 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 beef. Ladies first or gents first?
Listen, I'll go first.
Oh, wow.
So, we are getting a couple of things done around the house. We're getting some painting done.
Yeah.
I've got some new wardrobes there getting painted today and all that kind of jazz, right? Because the posh ones are dead nice. You, Christopher Ramsey, whenever we have blokes around doing stuff, not trying to be sexist, it just always seems to be blokes.
Yeah.
You go for a wee.
Yeah.
Leave the bathroom door open
right.
like you're on some sort of stag do.
Right.
And I think it's awful for the lads who are coming to do the work.
Because
they don't want to hear you having a piss.
I am exerting my masculinity in the house.
Ew.
And the louder and more vicious they hear the stream of urine hitting the water, the more they know that I'm the man of the house.
Oh, that's a real... Do you know you're joking? But there will be some men do that.
I'm not joking.
Yeah,
I'm very... Men who can do things with their hands and paint things and come around the house, I'm very intimidated by because I don't have a real job. I stand on stage and fuck about and I sit in here and argue with my wife. It's not a real job. It's barely in existence. So I... the primal animalistic side of me needs to exert my masculinity. And,
are you taking this?
Yeah, of course I am.
All right, you sound like you're being really serious. No. It's awful.
No, if I was, I would just go piss on them.
Oh,
if
great.
I was, if I wanted to exert my masculinity, I would go and just wee on them. Just all over the back and that.
Some people, blokes have done that though. We've talked about it before.
Weed on people's backs?
No, not weed. But like, who was it, man? Bloody Maxwell. Galea Maxwell's dad.
Oh, yeah. He used to shit with the door open
during meetings.
Yeah, well, that's the joke I was getting at.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. And I remember I did it this morning and you ran and slammed the bathroom door and shouted, the painters are here, and slammed the door. In all honesty, I forgot they were there. I'm really sorry. But you know what? Sometimes I like weighing with the door open because sometimes I feel lonely when I shut the door and I weigh on my own. I like the weigh with the door open. So
I suppose, though, actually, if you were in a urinal, yous would weigh together.
Yeah. But then there's also something, do you ever do this, right? I do this sometimes. So if I leave the sitting room door open, and then I walk down the little corridor, and then I leave like the toilet door open, and if I'm weeing, and the toilet door and the sitting room door open, technically, I'm weeing in the sitting room. Because the door, I'm in there, awful. I'm weeing in there. That's good, isn't it?
Awful. Oh, man.
What?
We have to teach another person to piss in the toilet soon.
Oh, God.
Oh, for God's sake.
I found, I was cleaning the
another milestone I can't wait for.
I was cleaning the garage out the other day and I found something I'd completely forgot about.
What?
It was Robin's travel potty.
Oh, the green one.
The green travel potty. Yeah, well, you've got to basically carry it around like a laptop bag.
Yeah, and he his cheeky little car boot shit.
Yeah. So he'd be like sitting, I think we used to sit him in the car boot and he used to use it or he could have a wee or whatever, but yeah.
He's only, to be fair, Robin has only just stopped weighing on the tyres of the car.
Yeah.
Only
the
last
year.
So,
he used to love it. He used to love weighing on the wheel of the car.
Well, he couldn't hold his weighing.
Yeah.
Ever.
I think he can now.
He can now. He's got a little bit bigger.
He once weighed on the wheels of my car after I'd just been at the car wash. I was furious.
Yeah.
Absolutely furious.
Whilst we're talking about Robin, just really quickly, should we let everyone know what Robin wants us to do as jobs?
Oh, he said this last night, didn't
he?
Yeah.
He wants us to be YouTubers.
Yeah, so he can be a YouTuber as well.
And he wants to be a YouTuber.
So he's watching Ryan again, money, and he wants me and you to be, you know...
Ryan's mum and dad.
Magooing about like Ryan's mum and dad.
If you think that I'm playing with you for 6 hours of the day, you can do one.
Then watching it back and editing it, forget it, son. God. Forget it.
Yeah.
No chance.
Just, no.
My beef with you this week is...
Yes.
You are currently... Rafe's favourite.
Yes.
And you pretend not to, but you absolutely fucking love it.
Oh, listen.
It's pathetic.
Why?
It's genuinely pathetic how much you love it. Like, if he's with me and he, like, sees you and he's, oh, you're like, oh, no, oh, he wants me. Oh, oh, swoon. Oh, woe is me. Oh, come here. Pathetic. You love it. And it's sad.
Because
it's sad how much you love
it.
Literally, I came back from work yesterday. I came back from being on tour. And I had him, and I think he hurt himself or something. He was crying in my arms. He was leaning for you, and you actually took him out of my arms, and you actually said the words, I know, son, stranger danger, stranger danger. I'm his fucking dad, you dick. What the hell?
That stranger was a joke. Danger. It was a joke because you've been away.
Yeah, oh, no, I get it. Oh, I got it. I got the joke. Yeah, very good. I get in, man.
It was a joke. Don't, because I'm riddled with guilt. Because I'm adamant he's got separation anxiety.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I just worked too much last year.
Yeah.
Poor Ben. Every time he went to see me mum, I didn't come back for 3 days. Poor kid, I feel terrible. I think that's why he's so clingy.
Yeah.
But I'm just breathing it all in at the minute. Taking it all in.
Oh, no, yeah.
Because he's delicious.
Yeah, yeah.
He's lush, isn't he?
He is.
Got lush. His new little first shoes.
New little first haircut.
Oh, like
little dude. So little dude. Clingy, so all right. But like, you're putting us off. I'm still angry at you. Don't talk about how lush he is. I'm still angry at
you. Fair enough.
Pathetic.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
It's time for questions from the public.
Public.
Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, shagmaudinoid@gmail.com.
We have had so many people messaging about getting the snip.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
No, honestly, so many people.
Right.
I'm not going to read out any horror stories.
But there is some.
Of course there is. There's always horror stories. But most of them are do it. It's absolutely fine. Doesn't even hurt, all that kind of stuff.
All by women?
No. Promise you. Swear down. Blokes as well. A lot of blokes.
As well.
Yeah. Do you want to hear some good stuff or not?
Some testimony, some reviews. What are the TripAdvisor reviews?
Well, no, I'll not actually, because it's a bit
clean
long.
Scalpel, lovely staff, prompt.
Great holes.
Great holes.
No, it's just someone said it's not too bad.
Right.
So, hi Rosie and Chris. I've been listening to episode 153 and Chris's reluctance to get the snip, and it reminded me of my husband. Mm. We went to the NHS. I gave permission for him to get snipped.
I gave permission?
You may.
It's not your fucking dog, love, but yeah. Okay.
The surgery was booked for the following week. On the day, my husband rocked up ready for the day surgery. However, when the surgeon checked him prior to op, they realised that his balls are too big for the local anaesthetic.
Legend! Oi.
Awful.
Legend.
He's his balls are too big for the local anaesthetic to have any effect.
That'll be mine. That'll be my problem.
You haven't got big balls.
Mate, you're joking, aren't you?
What?
Did he? Yeah?
No, you haven't.
No, I haven't, no.
You haven't?
I know I haven't.
It's saggy.
Wow.
Man, you do have saggy balls, though.
Wow, this is horrible.
What?
Do not review my testicles on our podcast.
Sorry.
What do you think this is?
Three out of five. Wouldn't put them in my mouth again.
Some funny bits.
Bit of gristle.
Oh, for God's sake.
Warmed a cup.
Warmed a cup. Guys, she did it with her hand. She held her hand out in front of us like a cup.
Hashtag, no, or asterisk, have worked twice.
Oh, I've worked twice, yeah. I'll take that.
So his balls are too big. They decided he would need to be knocked out completely so they could do it.
Oh, Steve, bring the hammer. This bloke's knackers are so fucking massive, we're going to knock the cunt out.
But this was before they paraded nurses and students in to show them his big balls. And to explain
honestly,
why he's going
whip,
to be
I'll
under.
Whip them out and the room goes dark. They are just the biggest balls
how
ever.
How big? For the local anaesthetic to not work.
This man must have... Did he bounce in on his balls like a space hopper?
I mean, they must be ginormous.
I bet he was buzzing. I bet he was lying there going, come on in, students. Come on in, have a look at these big swinging knackers.
Oh,
fantastic.
There'll be a documentary about him somewhere.
Yeah, probably.
Have you ever watched that documentary about the bloke who's got the massive penis?
Oh, he injects like, the things. Oh, no, sorry.
No, the naturally massive one.
What's with it called? I know his name. Jonah Falcon.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that his name?
I've seen it, yeah. Not the penis, the documentary.
I've seen the penis
in his pants.
He's an
American guy, isn't he?
I think so.
Yeah, and he wears really tight pants and you can see the outline. It's really disturbing.
But it's like long, fat, all of the things. It's like chubby and chody and that.
It's like, yeah. It's
massive.
I'm sure that's
But
his
I
name.
Actually don't...
I don't want to get his name wrong.
I know, but I don't want to say... I feel a bit bad because I don't think he likes it. I don't think it's like a good thing. It's massive.
Not yet, that's him. Yeah, Jonah Falcon. American actor and television presenter.
Actor. Is that...
No, I don't think he's
I think
done
he does
all,
do, Paul.
No. But yeah, I think it's been a hindrance to him.
Yeah, bless him. I do remember watching it.
Although every photo on Google here is him in extremely tight trousers.
Let me see.
With his
Let me remind
hanging.
Myself. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, yeah, actually, it's not as big as I think I had.
You're joking, aren't you?
No, don't get me wrong. It's massive, but I had, you know, when you go to extremes in my brain, right. He had like a massive salami stuck down his pants. But
well,
that's,
yeah, no, that's not
big.
The... Yeah. Yeah.
About 13 inches, isn't it?
It was something ridiculous like that. Yeah, it's gone now. Stop trying to look. But yeah, really strange. But I think the documentary about him is actually quite sad.
I know. I don't think he doesn't really like it, I don't think.
Well, no, I think he just started... Yeah, I think everyone just wanted a shot of it, I think. Yeah. He was in like the New York club scene in the 90s and everyone just wanted a shot.
Yeah.
And it felt like a literal bit of meat.
Jonah.
He's an actor on a TV presenter now. He's doing well.
Well, there you go. I actually do think I've watched another documentary of someone who's got really big balls.
Yeah, they inject some stuff into them and it's like, yeah. That's the one I thought you were talking about.
Right, no.
So there is a documentary about someone who's injected, I can't remember what it is, into them, but they are absolutely like...
Ginormous.
It's like a fucking walrus's head hanging in between his legs.
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen them, yeah. Don't know why would you want that? But yeah.
Who knows?
So what you're saying is, you can't get the snip anaesthetic if you've got big knackers, you've got to be full-on local anaesthetic knocked out.
Yeah, you'd love that, though.
Gassed. Honestly, when the dentist scrapes plaque off the bottom of my teeth, I'm like, can you not just knock us out for this? I'm a massive wimp. Yeah. Ugh, horrible.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for Rosie's Mysteries. Mysteries. Well, I never knew that. You're kidding.
Who recorded this with you?
It's me. Informative mysteries.
Who's doing the whistling?
Me.
You've overlapped them.
Yes. Listen.
I can hear you blowing into the microphone. You are the worst whistler. You are the worst whistler on the planet.
Well, do you know what's awful? Right, it is Rosie's Mysteries.
Right.
It's back.
I'm glad it's back. That's fantastic. But that was... Jesus Christ.
I did think this morning when I was sat on the loo downstairs, I was like, I'm not very good at whistling. I should have done... Wow, 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 wow.
Well, let's all look forward to that next time.
Yeah. Anyway, Rosie's Mysteries is back.
Goodness me.
We're not allowed to use the music, so
but
I
mean,
had
we
to
are.
Do it
I think
myself.
We are, but I think it would cost a fuckload of money, and I just don't think it's worth it.
Let's find out how much, because I do miss a little bit of music.
Right, okay.
It was nice with little bits and little, you know, little but songs.
I told you, didn't I, before that, I was going to use a Blink-182 song on my DVD.
And it was going to cost
$10,000.
They wanted 10 grand.
And I was like, Mark, Tom, Travis, I love yous, but you're not getting 10 grand. You're not getting 10 grand off me for me for the bit that people turn the fucking DVD off of.
Yeah.
Knee chance.
Yeah, true. I get it. Okay. Hi, Rosie. What is hi, Rosie and her husband?
Well, I mean, wow.
Wow.
Downgraded.
How does it feel to be Rosie's husband?
Yeah.
Because I remember when I was Chris Ramsey's wife for like 5 years.
Yeah.
I do grim, remember. Wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Grim. It's fine. Look, about time. About time. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Got a short but sweet story for you.
Mm.
Maybe even a Rosie's Mysteries.
Well, congratulations. It is a Rosie's Mystery, yes. And let's see.
My mum, who is a bit of a germaphobe, but like our Chris, messaged me the other day with a horrible event that had just happened to her.
Oh, God.
She had ordered a Chinese takeaway from an unfamiliar restaurant.
Oh, she went rogue. So either hers was closed, either hers was closed, or she couldn't get through.
Yeah.
And just gone to a different one.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've all done it. Halfway through her beef and black bean sauce, she found...
Oh, fuck off.
Rosie's Mysteries. It's just a short and sweet one. What did you find?
I do not like beef and black bean sauce at all anyway. I remember last time I had that from a place, it tasted like soil.
You just don't like Chinese food. I love Chinese takeaway.
It's just all, gloopy and sugary. The stuff you get, exactly it's just it's like syrup. You get like the barbecue spare ribs. You can get loads of syrupy.
You've not experienced it properly. That's a problem.
I'm telling you right now. You're right. I do need to be properly sure because it's not a thing I ever ate growing up. Curries, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Pizzas and stuff like that, yes. And Italian food, yes. My family never ever got anything from a Chinese takeaway, so it wasn't until years later. And I always either get something far too watery, or far too gloopy and sugary. I can't hit a middle ground.
You need to just be schooled properly.
It upsets us.
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of food, right now, any kind of food where stuff's floating in it, get it out me fucking face. Like, I can't have
ramen.
Really water. Yeah, anything like that. Yeah, bowls of stuff with things floating. Get it out me fucking face. Anything far too sort of sludgy and syrupy.
Mm-hmm. No, I need
to hit a middle ground with Chinese food.
I know what you like.
Someone needs to help. Uh-huh. Someone needs to help because the fucking menu is so intimidating.
Uh-huh.
There is millions of things on the menu. I don't know what's going
You'll
on.
You'll find something one day. You've got loads of time left.
Right.
Loads. If you honestly, if we're sticking together, you got loads of Chinese takeaways to come.
If we're sticking together,
yeah.
Wow.
A lot of people on this planet.
Wow. So what have they found? What has she found halfway through? I'm going to go with because it's our podcast and because we've mentioned them in the past and they are a bit of a trope.
Oh.
Fingernail.
Oh.
I've gone with fingernail.
Okay.
I will also cover my bases with toenail.
Right.
Finger or toenail?
A nail.
Yeah.
Right. I'm telling you now you're wrong.
Right.
Right.
Okay. I'm glad.
Halfway through her beef in black bean sauce, she found a piece of chewed up chewing gum.
Oh my! That's so much worse than a fingernail! Oh my God! Oh, but you...
But you would chew it
for a while. That's the worst bit.
I don't know if she ingested it.
Oh, if it was in your... Oh,
but I just say, as a person who... I do like a chewing gum, right? Sometimes, when you're talking or when you're busy, they can go rogue and just fall out your mouth.
Oh.
So I get it. But I mean, they shouldn't be chewing gum when they're preparing food, but I do get it.
Oh.
It's happened to me before. Have you never just spat a bit of chewing gum out when you've been talking to someone? And I've done it before and it's landed on someone's coat and I'm like, I'm so sorry.
Fucking hell.
No, honestly, like, so and I'm like, oh my God. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was my sister, so it's not too bad, but it's happened before.
Chewing gum has fallen out of my mouth in the car before.
Yeah. So that's grim. Do you remember we found a plastic tub in a takeaway once.
Can you imagine
what?
Putting a mouthful of your Chinese in your mouth and then you're chewing it and you're chewing it and
one bit just won't chew
and you're like, what the hell? And you're like, going, and then you get a little kick of either fruit or mint.
Oh no, mint. Oh. Mint would be the worst. I can't, you know, an elf when he eats it off the railings.
Yeah.
I can't watch it.
Do you know what I've often thought would be the worst? This is sort of, have I ever told you this? What I thought would be the worst thing to ever feed someone.
What?
So you know the old chewing gums that were long sort of boards of chewing gum.
Yeah, the good old days. What were what was
like
the one
Wrigley's,
called? The,
like Wrigley's Spearmint.
What was it called,
or
man?
Fruity Fruity or whatever it was called. A Fruity Juicy Fruits.
Juicy Fruits.
It was the yellow one.
Lush.
You can remember, so you now have most chewing gum now is the little tiny tablets and it used to be the long sort of strips.
In the silver
wrapping, the 90s. I often thought, can you imagine getting a load of them and just putting them in a sandwich in between two bits of bread.
Oh.
As they are, like loads of them, and just having to take a bite of it, and then you're chewing and the bread's clagging in with the I just think it would be a nightmare, and that's fucking halfway there, that is.
That's awful.
Isn't that the thing that nightmares are made
that's
of?
That's not very...
Wouldn't that be the worst?
Yeah, because sadly
there'll be some
though,
fucker on YouTube somewhere eating it.
It's two things that I really like.
Chewing gum and sandwiches.
So it's just... Sorry it's a bit for all sad, that. Isn't it?
Did I ever tell you when I was younger, my mum and dad are a big fan of a BBC or an ITV drama.
Yes.
Big time. There was one on years ago, a prison drama that my mum and dad were watching. For the life of us, I can't remember what it was.
Right.
But someone in the prison was not very popular. Mm. And someone gave them a sandwich and there was razor blades in the sandwich. And it was I remember watching it when I was younger. I came in the room, my mum and dad were watching it, and this guy took a bite of a sandwich and there was the blood coming out of his mouth. And I was like,
what?
Fucking scarred for life. Do you know I checked my sandwiches for years? And years. And years.
Because of all them, all them people you're pissed off.
Yeah, because of all those people on E-Wing that are out to get us.
Oh, no.
Honestly,
did
I checked.
Really?
Rosie, I checked the ones my mum made us.
No, shut up.
I swear
for
to
razor
God.
For razor blades.
Yeah, I swear. Like, just see, she's trying to get us in the old razors in the mouth
and
thing.
This is why younger children should not watch things that are inappropriate for them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's hilarious.
Bad, isn't it? Yeah. I
bless
checked,
you. Bless you.
Yeah.
Well, I check every room in the house before I go to bed.
Yeah.
Because
for razor blades.
In sandwiches.
That's there's a sandwich on the floor. Why did I eat that?
No, it's. I think I put it down to having a brother and sister who we used to shock each other
all the
time.
I've told you this. I've said
and
this
I
before.
And I hated it.
All I expect
is
someone to jump out on us.
Yeah.
I'm busy playing on Resident Evil at the minute, and it's the something jumping out on you. Yeah.
I hate it. But you know, I always think, I check every room every night before I go to bed, right? I've stopped checking the cupboards because it's just too much. I can't be arsed.
Right.
But I used to, right?
Yeah.
What would I do if someone was here? Like, what would...
I think get killed.
No, but part of us goes, Rosie, you'd be better off just not knowing. So just go to bed. And then, at least you'd be a kip or something. Rather than, hello. Oh, here I am.
I don't know
what I would do.
I've said before, I feel like they would just go, oh, you got us. And I'd go on, back out with you, and then walk out. I'll hit you one day, and I'll go, bye.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Randomly, I saw a thing on one of those fact, you know, like a fact Twitter,
another
fact Instagram thing.
Who
and it was just this random
you?
Fact, right?
Yes.
And I thought, I don't believe that. And I looked into it
because
I was sitting in the van and I was just on my way to a gig and I didn't have much to do. So I quickly looked into it, right? And on the vein of what you've just been saying, and this might make it worse for you, right? But in 2008, right, in Japan, a man, right? I could read it off the... I've got the website here.
Is he in the house?
A man was realising that his food was mysteriously going missing out of his fridge. This is 100% true. I fact checked it. Food was going missing from his fridge and he thought he was either had some kind of pest problem or he thought he was getting burgled but they were only taking food.
Right.
And he set up cameras inside his house to see what was happening.
Someone living
which
in
gave him a... Yeah, it got went straight to his phone or straight to his work computer or whatever and showed him it. And he saw a woman in his house going in his fridge and he phoned the police and the police went into his house to try and find this woman. They found no sign of anyone breaking in, so they broke in themselves.
Right.
She'd been living on the top shelf of his cupboard, right?
What cupboard?
A cupboard in his house. She'd been living on the top shelf, like a bunk bed, for months.
How long? Months?
Months. Several months, it says.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. So she was just... So he'd go out to work, she'd come out, she'd have a shower. He couldn't smell her because she'd have a shower, she'd sort herself out, she'd have some food. And then when he was due to come back, she'd go back in the cupboard, climb up the top and go back to keep in the top of the cupboard.
No.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Incredible, isn't it?
I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to think about that.
Huh?
That's horrific. But that's why I sometimes think you shouldn't have a pattern every day.
Right, yeah.
You should mix it up.
Yeah.
No one could do that in our life.
Nah.
Because there is no... We have no structure at all.
All over the place. Yeah, there's no structure.
But if you go to work every single day, Monday to Friday, what do you do on a weekend?
Well, the woman. I imagine she just stayed in the closet.
Netflix and chill.
Well, I mean... I imagine she just lay there. Bless her. I think she was a homeless woman and they don't know how she got in. How she actually ended up getting in the house, but yeah, I think she was a homeless woman and she'd managed to get in, and just that was better than living on the streets.
I wonder if he didn't mind. I wonder if he was like,
"Oh no, he got her arrested." Yeah.
Spoil sport.
Wow,
what a bastard! You didn't even notice.
You'd shit yourself.
Oh, it would be awful. Yourself. I'm sorry. I would shit myself, but then at the same time, if it happened to me, that you're away on tour, you know, I'd be like, look, can you stay these nights when Chris is away and we'll work something out? Are you any good? You got your D, what's it called? Your CRB.
Your CRB check.
Your CRB checked.
Yeah, you any good with kids?
Can you have the kids?
Yeah. Is this how you work the washing machine?
No, you still sleep on there.
I have them on the bed. You still sleep on the shelf. I'm a bastard.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Chris and Rosie, I am currently writing this to you whilst utterly pissed, not going to lie.
Wow, okay, this should be fun.
I'm a first year university student in Portsmouth. Really wanted to see Chris whilst he was here, but all the tickets are sold out. Sorry about that. And my local club is Prism.
What the hell's going on here?
So she goes to uni at Portsmouth.
Right.
He or she, actually, I don't know.
Right.
The local club, it says, is a...
Right, Prism. Sorry, Prism. Yes. It's a name of... I thought you meant a football club. The local club. I thought you meant the football club.
No,
I was
the
like,
nightclub.
What the hell? Right, okay, so the nightclub's called Prism.
But why should you put is a Prism?
I think they're a chain of nightclubs.
Oh, okay, sorry, I didn't know that.
So you'd say, is a Tiger.
Oh, right, okay.
Is a Oceana.
Right, so is a Prism.
Yeah,
we haven't got
or it's
yet.
A prison, and she's pissed, and she spelled it wrong. This is a fuck. I mean, it's bad enough you reading letters from people who aren't drunk when they write them. So we've got,
well,
let's
hang on,
extrapolate
later on,
the further we get later, on.
It says Prism had, so it's a chain of clubs.
Right,
you're right. I'm sorry. Big
you
up Prism.
You do
never
not,
been.
You do not need to apologise. It's you
okay.
Know.
At one point during the mad time that was Freshers' Week.
Yeah.
Prism had something called a pound party on Mondays, where tickets were a pound and so were drinks.
Right.
It's cheap as chips, that, isn't it?
Goodness me.
On these nights, they would occasionally give out free hot dogs. And I want to know...
How are they making any money?
It's like, Prism is absolutely pissing away profits.
Wow.
So, they're giving away free hot dogs. I wanted to know whether you would accept a hot dog from a club. I'm a fat shit, so I probably would, but I'm interested to hear your response.
If I was a student and I'd paid a pound to get in, and it was a pound of drink, and there was a free hot dog, I'd have had fucking loads of hot dogs.
Oh, see, I thought you would have said
nah.
No. I thought you would have gone, oh,
nah.
Food made on a club premises.
I'm being very honest with myself here. When I'm drunk, especially if it's a pound of drink, I would, and if I was a student, I'd be a clip.
Yeah.
All over it.
Oh, yeah.
I'd eat the monkey food.
I
never told you the time I went out with my mate in Leeds. My mate went to Leeds University, mm-hmm. and we all went out. A few mm-hmm. of the lads went down from South Shields to go and stay with him. Mm-hmm. Halfway through the night, we left Oceana, and we went and had, it was when Subway had just started being a thing.
Oh, yeah.
I had 2.5 feet of Subway, then went back to Oceana.
Ew.
I had
two and a half
meatball marinaras, then went back to Oceana and burped all over everyone.
Nice. Yeah. I used to go to Oceana.
Yeah.
It was class, wasn't it? It had like 3 floors, didn't it?
Can't remember.
It was brilliant. I would have all of the hot dogs.
Oh, yeah, all the hot dogs.
I remember on a night out in Sunderland when I was younger, the Glass Spider.
Mm.
They used to do food.
Yeah, they did do food.
So at like 5 o'clock in the morning, you could just get like nachos and that.
Cheesy chips
absolutely
and that, yeah.
Class.
Genius idea.
It is,
genius
isn't
idea.
It? Why don't more clubs do it?
I don't know why people don't realise that you're hungry as out after you've had some food. It might just be, you know what is it?
You're hungry as out after you've had some food.
After you've had some drinks, sorry. You're hungry as fuck after you've had some drinks.
Yeah, start clamming. Clamaroo.
But it might just be a nightmare. Just drunk people spilling chips and that everywhere and just, you know.
Choking hazard.
With that as well.
Maybe. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, long time listener, first time emailer.
Ooh, welcome, 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 and thank you.
Thank you. I'm emailing to tell you the story of my granny's homemade pizzas. As I've been thinking about emailing it in since an episode a few ago about Rosie winning some dough, I think. Oh,
Jesus Christ,
ago.
Yeah, this was a while ago, but that's great, because all the ones have been recent now, so this is quite nice to have one from the past. Take a bet now, y'all!
Yeah, that was when I got a free bit of dough.
You got a free bit of dough,
put it on the mantelpiece.
And you put it on the mantelpiece.
And it was
like
only during the podcast and chatting about it that I realised that was meant to go in the oven.
It was definitely meant to go in the oven. Your mum
put
it on the mantelpiece, like a nutter.
No one said.
No, but it's like a thing that you shouldn't, do you know what I mean? It shouldn't have to have been said.
Do you think?
But yeah, it's like going, here's a picture. Or where do I put that? On the table and eat off it? On the wall.
I wholeheartedly blame Sandra.
Yeah.
She always said she was very busy.
Yeah.
When we were kids.
I mean, that is busy.
That's really busy.
Yeah.
That's actually bordering on neglect, if I'm honest.
Let's display your dough in its first form.
It wasn't even the good room, I don't think.
No, well, of course it wasn't.
It was in the shite room. When I was a kid, my family would go to visit my grandparents in Scotland a few times a year. My granny would always cook for us. Mm-hmm. We knew she wasn't the best cook in the world, but she liked cooking for big groups and we never complained. One of her favourite things was homemade pizza.
Right.
My granny's pizzas were oddly thick and the base didn't have that nice chewy crust that makes pizzas very satisfying to bite into.
Okay.
It then transpired that she had, for her whole life, used one dough recipe for every dough-related food, regardless of what the food actually was.
Right.
She said, and I quote, "All dough is dough." The recipe she... The recipe she had been using was a scone recipe.
Motherfucker! That is a hefty dough. That's a heavy dough.
We had all been politely eating scone pizzas for years.
Scone pizzas.
Yeah.
Oh my word. It must have been like a sponge.
Personally, I think I'd quite enjoy that.
But you put sugar in that and everything.
You don't have to put sugar in scones.
Right, okay.
Because some of them are like cheese scones and that don't have sugar in.
Right.
But it wouldn't be
it's
great.
It's dense. It's dense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah. It must have they crumble as well. It must have crumbled away.
It would have been, do you know how I can imagine it?
Yeah.
It would have been like when kids make pizzas at school.
Yeah.
And they bring them home.
Yeah, we've talked about that before,
like,
I think. Yeah, minging.
Utterly rank.
Yeah.
That's what it would have been
bringing
like.
I remember bringing one back and feeling genuinely sorry that my dad had to eat a slice of it.
I was always buzzing with mine.
Yeah. Nah, mine was bad.
Yeah.
It's stodgy dough in the middle. Have I not told you how Carl Hutchinson's mom makes pizzas?
No.
I don't want to ostracize. He says they're amazing, and they do sound amazing.
Is it with stotties?
It's a stottie.
Yeah, you've said.
Have
I said
it before?
Yeah. Aye. With sausages and that on.
Yeah, cuts a stottie open. Yeah, doesn't matter. Because half the people don't know what a stottie is.
I'm absolutely starving.
Right. It's because we talked about. Is it because I said chicken leg earlier on?
We've talked about chicken legs, jacket potatoes, scones, hot dogs.
All right, man. Well, look, you can get some food after this.
Chewing gum in Chinese. I'm flipping.
Chewing gum made you hungry.
Absolutely glamming.
Jesus.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Do, 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 do. Thank you once again for listening to us waffle on about utter shite.
A lot of waffling this week. A lot of waffling this week.
Well, because we've just been catching up.
We have.
But it's been lovely as usual. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week. Shagmarinoid is part of the Acast Creator Network.
It is indeed, guys. As always, if you want to get in touch, shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Keep sending all your kinds of stuff in. We absolutely love it. And yes, I am back on tour. Not many tickets left for the places. I'm going to give you the places again.
Oh,
why not?
Nobody gives a shit.
How dare you? The whole tour sold out, apart from Stockport, Aberdeen, Leicester, Manchester, Poole, Blackburn, Glasgow. The rest are all sold out. It's going to be the last tour for a while. The last chance you get to see this little lad strutting his stuff. So come on down.
It's a good show. Not going to lie.
Thank you very much.
Even though most of those places clearly hate you because no one's bought any tickets.
Brilliant. There's literally a handful left in each one. That is offensive.
You've got really 100 people in each hand.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com.
Built Ford Tough, Built Ford Proud.